Glad to be here. Thank you very much.
What do you think about Norway?
I loved it when I was here over 20 years ago, and I love it just as much today.
What do you think about the weather?
You know, I'm not a big snow guy. Mm. I can't ski. I have no talent for it. I crash and fall down. But it's pretty to look at, but I'm glad I don't got to live in it.
You've been here for quite a while, some weeks. Why are you in Norway right now?
I keep asking myself. No. What we came here
well,
to...
Well, I keep asking myself.
Why are we both... Let's get some coffee and leave. No. The thing is, I had a chance to do a Golden Time show, and it was aired a few weeks ago. We had to do a publicity show at Fabriken, and then the guys at Golden Times are really, really nice guys and says, hey, let's do music video. Hmm. So Oyvind was directing it. The other guys were involved with the audio and shooting it. And we just finished it a few days ago, actually. And hopefully it'll be edited and out, I don't know, the end of the year, early next year.
And also, you have a song out called Me and You. So
yeah.
It's perfect to talk about that as well, I guess.
Why would we want to do that?
What would you like to say about Me and You?
Well, you know, for all you people who are romantics and have someone to love... that's what kind of song it is. It's all about our love relationship. It's about how important it is and the specialness of that. And whether you're in love right now or have been, the fact is I think it's something we all can relate to. I love to do rock. I also love to do pop, as the other old stuff says. But I thought this was something maybe kind of tender and sweet, and here we are.
You were on TV for about 10 minutes in Norway for about 20 years ago.
Less than that.
But those minutes brought you almost a legend status. When did you realize that?
You know, it still hasn't sunk in, because when we've been on the streets at various times, people walk up and say, oh, I saw you 100 years ago, and you were great, and you were so important. And it's really flattering, but I still don't know. Wow, how the heck did that happen? But I'm very grateful that people feel that way, and it makes me—it's a humbling experience. Like, geez, they could have felt this about somebody else, but I was fortunate enough that they felt it towards me, and they expressed that, and I'm just grateful as heck for that.
And the future will bring for you music or movies or both.
Well, you know, I've always loved music. It has always been and always was my first love. However, in the country I live in, as a Native American, we're practically non-existent being contemporary music figures or pop figures. If you want to do traditional music, you know, Native music on a very niche marketplace, that's okay, fine, we won't bother you, go ahead and do that. Beat your drums, play your songs, and you're fine. But you want to pick up a guitar, you want to pick up, you know, basses, and you want to go in a recording studio, and you want to make a love song or a rock song, a modern-day song, there's a lot of prejudice and bias I'm still towards the Native American in my country, unfortunately.